Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson after a couple games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with that game at home against Valley Heights, dropping that one 54-42. Your thoughts on that game?
I thought our girls played hard. We looked like we ran out of gas. You know, three games last week, played Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and they had two good ones at the beginning of the week, and Valley Heights was aggressive, and they're quicker than we are to start with, and they took advantage of it when we got tired. So, you know, I thought the girls did a good job of fighting back in the fourth quarter and trying to get themselves back in it. We had a couple of opportunities to get it under 10 there and just couldn't make a shot when we needed to. So,
and Coach, you guys had just 5 points in that third quarter. What were some things that just quite weren't working offensively in that second half?
I think it was, you know, it was Valley Heights' defense. They did a good job of getting into our girls and stuff, but it was just missed shots. You know, I told the girls we allowed one missed shot to dictate what we did at both ends of the floor, and then we allowed the second missed shot to make it even worse, and we just couldn't settle down. You know, the fourth quarter, we finally got back to passing the ball and doing the things we did at the beginning of the week, and like I said, fought our way back in it some. We just dug such a hole in that third quarter that we struggled to do anything.
Then you guys were able to bounce back last night at Blue Valley Randolph, 66-47. How are your thoughts on that win?
You know, I thought the girls responded well. Yes, like I told them before the ball game, our big thing was how do we come back after last Friday? You know, what do we do? And the girls come out, and I think they had five threes in the first quarter and moved the ball well and did some great things. You know, we struggled to shoot layups last night, but we made a lot of shots. So, you know, I credit them for finding a way to fight back and get back into the ballgame, make sure that they made some shots, you know, and settled back into kind of what we've been trying to do.
You know, Coach, now you guys take on a very good Clifton Clyde team on the road. How important is it to start building up that momentum towards the end of the season and take it into sub-state?
You know, it's important, right? We got a bunch of young girls, and they need some of that confidence builder. A win Friday night would be big, but, you know, like I told the girls, it's more importantly how we fight and stuff. You know, Clifton Clyde isn't in our sub-state, and, yeah, we want to beat them, but, you know, do we go to Clyde and get better prepared for sub-state next week? And that's probably what our focus needs to be on.
And right now, as of right now, you guys will be playing a home game. If the season were to end today and you guys are sub-state, how important is it to have that home game in that first quarterfinal matchup?
Oh, I think it's always important. You know, I'm not sure where we're at, but I don't want to drive clear to Meredith team. The girls don't want to spend an hour and a half on a bus or anything. But, yeah, it's important, you know, to get the crowd here, the girls get into it. Like I said, for us, anything that we can use as a confidence builder going forward is something that we could definitely key off of.
All right, Coach, best of luck coming up against Clifton Clyde on Friday, and I appreciate you joining us. And we'll talk to you next week. It'll be our last one. Hard to believe that.
Yeah, I know. Season's moved right along. Thanks, Jared.
That was Centralia girls and basketball coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company.